7 years ago. One of the things that I remember is I said, when they can start electing people, then I'll take it seriously. Until then, Black Lives Matter, it's nothing. And in fact, I think it's ultimately going to, well, I think it's going to implode. You know, it favored the Palestinians over the Israelis in the 11-day conflict. I'm just telling you. Unless they can start getting people elected to public office, they will have absolutely no play at all. Stay where you are. More to do. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Also, Dave St. Jack, chairman of the Clark County Republican Party, will talk about the meeting that was scheduled and then was canceled, but may still go on under another group. Stay where you are as we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden will hold a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin next month in Geneva. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The White House says the face-to-face meeting will take place on June 16th at the end of President Biden's first international trip to Britain and Brussels. The summit comes after escalating tensions between the U.S. and Russia in the opening months of the Biden administration. In its announcement, the White House says the leaders will discuss the full range of pressing issues as we seek to restore predictability and stability to the U.S.-Russia relationship. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has announced the reopening of the U.S. Consulate General in Jerusalem. That move restores ties with Palestinians that had been downgraded by the Trump administration.
The United States will be moving forward with the process to reopen our consulate in Jerusalem. That's an important way for our country to engage with and provide support to the Palestinian people.
Blinken announced the move Tuesday during a visit to the region to shore up the Gaza ceasefire. Acting Transportation Security Administration official Darby LaJoy says after a year of the coronavirus pandemic, domestic air travel volumes are quickly coming back.
We have already seen a sharp rise at the nation's airports and will continue to experience steady increases throughout the summer. Many airports have already returned or exceeded to 2019 pre-pandemic levels.
Senate Republicans are reviving negotiations over President Biden's sweeping investment plan. On Tuesday, they prepared a $1 trillion infrastructure proposal that would be funded with COVID-19 relief money as a counteroffer to the White House ahead of a Memorial Day deadline toward a bipartisan deal. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 81 points, the NASDAQ dropped 4, the S&P lower by 8. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Is it possible to truly love your enemy? Discover the truth behind the Israeli-Palestinian conflict as never before in the award-winning film Hope in the Holy Land. An enlightening, politically nuanced, and morally sensitive look at both sides, with real stories from Jews, Muslims, and Christians who've lived through the years of war in search of peace. Don't miss Hope in the Holy Land, available now at salemnow.com. Watch this film and pass it on. Go to salemnow.com.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, it is official, sort of. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo will run for Nevada governor next year as a Republican. The informal confirmation came after Lombardo verified his planned run in an interview with a Reno TV station yesterday. A formal campaign announcement is expected in the next few weeks. The two-term sheriff joins North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee, who announced his candidacy on May 16th. Both are looking to unseat Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak, who is running for re-election. Former Lieutenant Governor Mark Hutchinson, who considered running for governor himself, will be Lombardo's campaign manager. The official filing period for the 2022 elections does not open until next March. The Plaza Hotel Casino plans to combine its 50th anniversary celebration with the 4th of July holiday. The downtown Las Vegas property is offering three straight nights of fireworks, with the display being launched from various locations, rooftops, and towers on July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of the three-day holiday weekend. The 995-room plaza opened for business July 2nd, 1971. Now, the residencies continue their return to the Strip. Rock and roll legend John Fogerty is bringing his traveling band to the Encore. Win Las Vegas in October.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
We're getting some heavy volumes on US 95 right now. Westbound at Decatur, eastbound at Valley Views. You head towards the Spaghetti Bowl on that side. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. And do expect delays with those lane restrictions. 215 West at Tenaya.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you, and it's always fun to have Megan Barth on from ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how you been?
I've been doing well, Kevin. How about your?
yourself.
I am doing absolutely great. Do you know anything about this crazy stuff going on with the Clark County Republican Party and the state party and meetings that are canceled for security reasons and the Proud Boys? And do you know much about that?
Well, I know the periphery. There's always two sides to every story, but from listening to John Ralston and other people on the left, they say that the Proud Boys are, or at least members of the Proud Boys, are looking to replace the current leadership in Clark County. I have to remind everybody that socialists and communists actually replaced the leadership of the Democrat Party. We can't forget about that. We should probably talk about that a little bit more. But again, I've been here now, Kevin, for 5 years, and it seems like we have a circular firing squad going on within the Clark County GOP when all of our efforts and energy should be directed towards the opposing party and also getting out the vote and registering independent voters and even Democrat voters who no longer align with the Maoist, communist, socialist agenda of the Radical Democrats of Nevada.
Well, and even if you want to take this a step further, and I've mentioned this to Michael McDonald and to others in the Republican Party, that if indeed ballot harvesting is going to become the law of the land soon with AB 321, then we had darn tootin' better get a good ballot harvesting organization out there. And I don't see any evidence that that's happening.
Yeah. Well, the evidence that you're not seeing is exactly the evidence that I'm not seeing. Again, we're playing defense instead of offense. And one of the reasons why we're playing defense is because we continue to stand behind moderate Republicans who continue to either destroy the brand of the Republican Party or lose races. Moderates always moderate their principles. You cannot tell me that conservatives that actually moderates use their messaging, okay? Moderates use a conservative message and then they legislate like moderates, which means they basically abandon all principles because they don't understand the enemy. And the enemy is the Democrat Party, specifically this Democrat Party in Nevada, which has now been overtaken by communists and socialists. The Democrat Socialist Party took over the Democrat Nevada Party. And so you're not going to find a lot of people in Nevada, independents and otherwise, that identify as socialists. And so it would be really wise if we actually had a strong conservative voice, much like Donald Trump. Without voter fraud, Donald Trump would have won this state. He only lost by 12,000 votes in 2016, and I think because of ballot harvesting and all of the other fraud that we uncovered throughout the state, it was ending up like 20,000 or so to Joe, more for Joe Biden, which is a complete and total fallacy. So I think what we need to do is run better candidates. We need to stop moderating our positions on issues. I think Roverson and Sandoval were actually excellent examples of moderates who destroyed not only the Republican brand, but also destroyed the Republican Party in Nevada.
Good point. Good point. If I could wrinkle my nose and make you the chair of the Nevada Republican Party, what would you do? I mean, where would you put the emphasis on?
Well, I would focus, of course, on the two strongest or largest counties in the state, with a greater emphasis probably on Washoe because it continues to grow exponentially. I would also have a very solid ground game in Clark County. And I would also expose the Democrats for exactly who they are. And I don't really have to do much of that. They expose themselves for who they are. They have been overtaken by socialists, and that's one of the reasons why John Lee, one of the reasons why I like John Lee, is because when he announced his candidacy for governor, he actually called them socialists. He didn't mince words. He wasn't afraid to use the S word. And so I think that you have to be very clear in your communication. You have to identify the enemy. You have to use their words against them. And you have to use all of the resources that you have and the monies that you have to turn out the independent and even Democrat votes to strong conservative candidates.
What do you make of Joe Lombardo, who yesterday announced that he's running for governor as a Republican? Your reaction?
you know, I honestly, I didn't like him as sheriff. He didn't do anything to protect the citizens as far as the overreach of the emergency authority that Governor Sisolak had granted himself. He could have definitely protected business owners better in his jurisdiction. He chose not to. And as a matter of fact, his gym was open. Where Lombardo works out, I happen to have a family member who works out there. And the gym was never shut down.
Oh, wow.
He was working out there every day. And so, you know, this type of hypocrisy concerns me. The way that he handled the largest mass shooting in our country's history disturbed me. The fact that he has used some gun control, gun violence language, using the language of the left, concerns me. And so I really don't have any faith or trust in him at this point. And, of course, trust is earned over time. So we will see what he plans on doing, what type of campaign and messaging he's going to craft during that campaign to see exactly how conservative he is and see how he runs against, you know, what his messaging is against Sandoval, or excuse me, against Sisolak.
Now, it should be noted that Joe Lombardo is not the only sheriff or, you know, marshal or whatever. There are a number of cities. Detroit is one where the sheriff there is running for governor. Is this going to be a law and order election, you think?
Yeah, I think it will be. I mean, one of the things that I like living in Nevada, if you look across the country's landscape, if you look at the Democrat hellholes like Minneapolis or St. Louis or Baltimore, et cetera, New York City, they're run by socialists. However, Detroit is run by a very strong sheriff, so you don't see any violence there. But we don't see the violence and the mayhem that we do in other democratically controlled counties. This is something that has to get, you know, props off to Joe Lombardo for keeping the law in order in Clark County. However, I do believe that he had disbanded the gang units. And so I think that he's going to have to answer to a lot of the decisions he made as sheriff. I think every law, every election is a law and order election. And now, because our borders are open, and the Biden administration is simply busing or transferring these illegal aliens to undisclosed places, like they just dumped, I think, 1,000 of them in Tennessee, unbeknownst to Marsha Blackburn. You know, we have to see what Nevada looks like. Right now, Nevada is going to try to pass in the legislature this one-size-fits-all quality, affordable health care plan. Geez, when did we hear that catastrophic failure before? And so, of course, that's going to be offered to illegal aliens, and of course, that's going to go over budget, and of course, the Democrats are going to ask for more taxes. And so, you know, law and order has many facets to it. It's not just the crime on our streets today. It's by what open borders will do to the gang and drug activity within our county here, Southern County, as well as our northern counties.
Want to ask you, this is the one-year anniversary of George Floyd's death in Minneapolis. People have taken to the streets all day long and probably into the night in Minneapolis. They're not happy. Even though they got what they wanted, they got a conviction on Derek Chauvin. What do you think the death of George Floyd means? And are there some in the media that are putting maybe a little too much importance on this, that it's kind of a life-changing experience that we've got going here?
Well, it can certainly be life-changing if you are in the George Floyd Autonomous Zone, which is in Minneapolis. There's been multiple shootings today, so if you're not hit by a stray bullet, it won't be a life-changing situation. But if you are, it will change your life. You'll likely be dead. So there have been multiple shootings, multiple reports of crime. A reporter had her phone snatched. A local reporter in Minneapolis had her phone snatched out of her hand because she was taking pictures of a bullet-riddled building that had just happened, and someone took her phone and smashed it. And so, you know, this is the takeaway from... you know, violence begets violence. And George Floyd certainly was not a saint. I think he had 3 times the fentanyl in his system when he was arrested. That's probably why he was resisting. It also lends itself to the fact why he was asphyxiated, because of the amount of fentanyl in his system. he had a rap sheet longer than Atlas Shrugged. He certainly wasn't a saint, but this is what Marxists do. They pick the lowest common denominators of society, and then they martyr them. And so he has become a martyr. And the whole narrative around George Floyd was nothing but an outright lie. They basically paint him in as a saint, and he was not. And so, you know, I try to ignore, actually, what's going on in Minneapolis, because nothing's going to change in Minneapolis. It's only going to get worse before it gets better. What George Floyd has done to this country is a gift to the socialist communist Democrats, as each city that are run by Democrats have now defunded the police to the point where they are now seeing spikes in crimes in the triple digits. I think Minneapolis is up over 137% as far as violent crime is concerned. So if this is what the Democrats want, if this is what the Democrats are voting for, then by all means, live within the crime-ridden city that you've created.
But to get back to a point you started to make, is anything going to change? If not in Minneapolis, I mean, we're still waiting for the police reform bill, which is in the Senate and doesn't look like it's moving anywhere. They say, well, there might be light at the end of the tunnel. We'll find out. I'm just curious, though, if nationwide, will we get true police reform? Will we get more civil rights legislation? I mean,
I gotta hope not. Because when you look at the statistics, you know, there aren't police going out and hunting down innocent black men. Okay? The statistics, the FBI statistics that they put out yearly simply do not show that. You have a greater chance, if you are a black person, getting killed by another black person than a black person getting killed by a cop. So I don't know that we necessarily need police reform. Perhaps what we do need is familial reform. You know, why are these youths, you've seen them all the time, for example, in Chicago, I don't remember his name, he was gunned down by a cop, there was riots and everything else. Why was he out at 3 in the morning with guns? He was 12. Where was his mother?
Good point.
She said, oh, he was a good boy. Well, I'll tell you what, I wasn't considered a good girl if I was in past curfew, and I can sure as hell tell you that my curfew was at midnight when I was 12 years old. I was in bed by 10.
You had a curfew.
Correct.
God. More to come with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Philip Smith joins me. He's the president and founder of the National African American Gun Association. Can't wait to hear what he's got to say.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Financial Safari News Network. I'm Steve Siddall. A recent poll by Charles Schwab found that only 6 in 10 of us with a 401k actually looked at their annual fee disclosures. That means more than 40% of participants said they did not review their 401k fee disclosure documents. This annual report is mandated under a U.S. Labor Department regulation. Your employer provided you with the information. Now it's up to you to make sure your fees are in line with your overall plan. The good news is your advisor can help identify high fees and perhaps do something about them. Here to talk about fees in your portfolio and how to minimize them is America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, you've got a name for those sometimes hidden fees.
Well, Steve, we call them financial termites, and they are existing, they are living, they are thriving in some of your portfolios, especially your 401ks or, many times in addition, mutual funds. Now, you've heard of mutual funds. They've been around ever since I've been around. I read a very enlightening book, which has come out in two versions now, over about 6 or 7 years ago, Mutual Funds Exposed. And I've got the second edition in front of me now. The next 10 people who call get a copy of this book. Steve, it's packed. It's a hardcover book. It's written by Kenneth Kim, who's a Ph.D. at Stanford University.
Sure.
And he has gone and looked inside. I've had him on my show before, too, the Financial Safari on weekends. But he's looked inside a lot of mutual funds, a lot of 401ks, and found those financial termites. So the next 10 people call, we'll get a copy of that book. But more importantly, Steve, we can sit down and do your own analysis, your financial MRI, and we'll toast your retirement.
A great offer from Coach Pete today. Call or text 888-702-6932. That's right. Call or text 888-702-6932. Do it today.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
I'm Ryan Seacrest. First responders are people who stand for a greater purpose. They will be there for you when nobody else is, to help you, your family, your community. This is their selfless promise. This is their sworn duty, to protect, to serve, to help. When you call 911, first responders show up now. Let's show up for the people who show up for us every day and every night.
Go to firstrcf.org and make a difference today.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, joining us. One more segment, and I want to get into this COVID-19 thing because we have a brand new walk back from Dr. Anthony Fauci. Saying, well, yeah, it could be the lab in Wuhan. This guy changes course more than Midwestern weather. What the hell?
Flip-flop Fauci. we're starting to realize that Donald Trump was actually more right than Dr. Fauci ever has been. Donald Trump was floating the lab leaks longer than anybody, quite frankly, and what he got was deplatformed by Twitter. He was censored. He was called a conspiracy theorist. Dr. Fauci basically changed his mind again and changed his mind again and now said, well, yeah, maybe that should be investigated. Do you think, really? You think perhaps there should be an investigation of a potential bioweapon that was unleashed by the Chinese? I think so. But, of course, the Democrats want to defer to the communist Chinese to investigate. Why are we relying on communists to give us the truth? Communists rely on propaganda, much like the Democrats. And so what we found, too, is that the CDC changes their mind as much as Dr. Fauci, because that's who leads the CDC. And the CDC quietly changed their numbers last week. I think now we have around maybe 600,000 COVID deaths, something like that, and that's what they labeled them as COVID deaths. But we found out that only 5% of all those deaths were really just COVID. All of the other deaths, so 5%, which is actually about, let's just make it 500,000 just so it's easy math, that's 25,000 deaths from just COVID, okay? That is less than the average flu. And yet what the Democrats did was that they fudged the numbers, and they used these numbers to expand emergency powers, and they changed the election. They stole the election. They shut down businesses. Oh, excuse me, not all businesses, just non-essential businesses. They were the ones to determine who was non-essential and who was essential. And so it gave the Democrats power. And so now we were told, oh, it's only 15 days to flatten the curve. Well, now it's forced vaccinations if you want to live a happy and healthy life. No thanks. I'll live a happy and healthy life without the flu vaccine, as I've done for my entire life, and I will continue to do so. This is nothing short of medical malpractice, And I would say what the CDC did and Dr. Fauci did was not only medical malpractice, it was criminal.
Do you think we will ever get to the bottom of this? Do you think that, not that people should necessarily go to jail, although maybe they should, but the people that were wrong so many